This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. We just recited Surah Isra, verse 79. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَحَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ. And during the night, then pray tahajjud as a nafila for you. عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبَعْثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. It is possible, it is likely that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect you upon the praiseworthy station. Tonight is the first night of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the odd nights. And on these nights, we will be praying Salat al-Tahajjud. The concept of Laylatul Qadr will be discussed in the khutbah tomorrow, inshallah. So tonight, we will discuss the concept of Tahajjud, the concept of Qiyamul Layl. And in fact, what we have been doing every single night, this Taraweeh prayer, is in reality the same as tahajjud. It is the same as qiyamul layl. This is what we are doing every single night, and especially now in these last 10 nights, we will be increasing the quality and inshallah the quantity of our salat at tahajjud. So a reminder to myself and all of you of the beauty of the salah, the benefits of the salah, the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned regarding salat at tahajjud. And subhanallah, do you know, brothers and sisters, that the very second revelation of the Quran that came down encouraged our Prophet ﷺ to pray tahajjud. Ya ayyuha al-muzammil, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوْ انْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا. This is the third revelation, fourth revelation. O you who is wrapped up, stand the night in prayer. Stand the night except a little bit of it. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ, half the night. أَوْ انْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا, or maybe a little bit less than half the night. أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ, or maybe even increase of the half. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, and recite the Qur'an with tartil during that half. So can you imagine, from the very beginning, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is told to pray Salat al-Tahajjud. And in Surah Isra, we just recited right now, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to him, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ, and in the night, do your tahajjud, نَافِلَةً لَكْ. It is something that is nafila, it is not fard. Now by the way, you should know, yes, by unanimous consensus, tahajjud is nafil, it is not fard, it's not wajib. However, some scholars said that tahajjud was fard for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and others said that he made it fard upon himself, and that seems to be the correct opinion. Not that Allah made it fard, but he made it obligatory that I'm never going to leave tahajjud. And our Prophet ﷺ never left tahajjud. Whether he was traveling or sick, he made his best to pray. And if he was not capable of praying because he was physically sick, he would make up for the tahajjud the next day during the day. He never left tahajjud in his entire life. And our Prophet ﷺ was asked, أَيُّ صَلَاتِ أَفْضَلُ, which salah is the best salah? What is the best salah? So our Prophet ﷺ responded to that question, that the best salah after the fard is the salatul layl. It is the salah that is prayed at night. That is the salah of tahajjud. And the Quran is full of verses about tahajjud. And the ahadith are two more to mention than in a simple khatira. So many verses Allah says, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحُ وَإِدْبَارَ النُّجُومِ. And during the night, praise Allah when the stars have disappeared, when the stars are not visible, meaning in the darkness of the night. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ. And during the night, do sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah describes the righteous people, كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. They would sleep little of the night. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And during the twilight or the darkness, they would seek Allah's maghfirah. Allah says in the Quran, regarding the people that occupy the highest levels of Jannah, what is called in the Quran, the ghuraf. The ghuraf are like the apartments or the suites, you can translate it. These are the VIP suites of Jannah. And Allah describes, who has them? تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. Their battle, their sides of their bodies are fighting a battle with their beds. And they are standing up. تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. And they are making dua to Allah in fear and in hope and in love. They're making dua and their prayers in the middle of the night. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged tahajjud in so many ahadith. Perhaps the strongest motivation is that beautiful hadith that is narrated by, check this out, 22 companions. 22 companions. It is one of the most, it's called mutawatir, or the most numerous narrated ahadith in our entire tradition. It's in every book of hadith, Bukhari, Muslim, and all of them. And it has many wordings, but one simple wording, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down to the lower heavens in the last third of the night. Allah Himself descends down in a manner and a way we don't think about, we just believe. Allah comes down in the last third of the night and He asks, who is there that is praying? Who is there that is wanting to be forgiven? I shall forgive him. Who is there asking me? I will give him. Who is there invoking? I shall respond. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down and He's saying, who is there? Who is there? So our scholars have said, anyone who wants a private audience with Allah, this is his opportunity. Anyone who wants to be engaged in a private conversation, Allah is opening his doors. Who is there? I will respond. Another scholar said, anybody who wants his dua to be answered, but he's not praying tahajjud, doesn't really want his dua to be answered. You really want something, but you're not using this opportunity. Allah is telling you, who is there who's making dua? I will give him what he wants. Who is there asking me? I shall respond. Who is there wanting to be forgiven? I shall forgive him. In the last third of the night, that is the opportunity to engage in this private conversation. Now, brothers and sisters, it is true that the best tahajjud is the last third of the night. That is no doubt about it. However, it is permissible to perform tahajjud earlier than this. And our scholars have said that the window of tahajjud is between Salatul Isha when you finish it and the beginning of the Adhan of Fajr. So when you finish praying Isha and before the Adhan of Fajr, this entire window is the opportunity of tahajjud. And some of the Sahaba, that not all the Sahaba were able to pray in the last third. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anh, because he was busy preparing, memorizing knowledge, whatnot, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anh, at certain points of his life was not able to pray in the last third of the night. So he advised his students that my master, my mentor, my khalil, my beloved, meaning the Prophet ﷺ, told me that whoever is not able to pray in the last part of the night, let him pray in the earlier part of the night. And so sometimes Abu Hurairah, and he is who he is, would not wake up because he was whatever. He was not somebody that was wasting his time. He was doing khidmah to the religion. So he would pray tahajjud before going to sleep after Salat al-Isha. In other words, brothers and sisters, those of us who are not able to wake up before Fajr by an hour, before Fajr by 2 hours, that is the ideal time. If you're not able to do that, then you may still share the blessings of tahajjud by praying tahajjud before going to sleep. And that is exactly what we are doing right now in this month. This is what we are doing. This is tahajjud. This is the least, it's the least barakah time, no question about it. The most barakah is the last third. But guess what? It is still tahajjud. We still get the blessings, not the best. The best is the last third. But nonetheless, it's much better than not praying tahajjud. We are able to get the share of Salat al-Tahajjud by praying after Isha and before going to sleep. And that is a habit that, inshallah, we should start now. These days, we are spending an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes, including the drive, in our tahajjud. When Ramadan finishes, okay, make it, cut it back to half an hour, 20 minutes, but let's make this habit every single night of praying Salat al-Tahajjud. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Alaykum bi qiyam al-layl." I advise you, I encourage you to pray at night. Why? He gave us 4 or 5 reasons. Number one, he said, because it is the manner and the custom of the righteous people in all times and places. إِنَّهَا دَأْبُ الصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. The salih, the good people, they would pray tahajjud. When you pray tahajjud, you will be amongst them. Number two, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is مَقْرَبَةٌ لِلْرَبِّ. It brings you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مُنْهَاتٌ عَنِ الْإِثْمِ. It prevents you from committing sins. Brothers and sisters, when you pray tahajjud at night, your day will also become more blessed. You cannot pray tahajjud at night and then go about backbiting and stabbing and ghibah in the daytime. Your tahajjud will make you a better person. Number four, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مُكَفِّرَاتُ لِلذُّنُوبِ. Your sins fall off. Your sins become nothing. Allah will forgive them. And number five, and this is an amazing blessing, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and it removes the diseases from your body. In other words, he is saying, even from a medical and a health perspective, praying tahajjud will make you more healthy. And these are the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَحَجَّدْ بِهِ. And during the night, pray tahajjud. Any part of the night, the beginning of the night, the middle of the night, or the best is the last third of the night. And subhanAllah, the ending of this verse, عَسَى أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. Perhaps because you pray tahajjud, perhaps Allah will give you the maqam al-mahmood. And what is the maqam al-mahmood? It is the highest station given to any man. It is the highest maqam. It is the maqam that will be praised by all of mankind, the first of them and the last of them. The hadith is in Sahih Bukhari, that on the Day of Judgment, people are going to become worried, anxious, they will become terrified, and they will want Judgment Day to start. They're going to be so worried about the next step that they're willing to just get the results right here and now. And so they will go to our father Adam, and they will say to Adam, "Oh Adam, why don't you ask Allah to begin Judgment Day? We don't want to wait this long." And Adam alayhi salam will say, "Today my Lord has become so angry. It is an anger he has never had before. He will never have again. So don't come to me. I'm worried about myself. Nafsi, nafsi. I'm not going to ask anything. Go to somebody else. Go to Nuh alayhi salam." So they will go to Nuh. The same conversation. He will also say, "I'm worried about my sins and myself." And go to somebody else. Go to Ibrahim. Ibrahim will say the same thing. Say, "Go to Musa." Musa will say the same thing. Say, "Go to Isa." So this is now a delegation of all of mankind, Muslims, Christians, Jews, Buddhists, Hindus, everybody. Because on Judgment Day, everybody is going to know Islam is true. On Judgment Day, there's going to be but one God. Everybody knows that is the true God. There's not going to be any difference of opinion. Then they will go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they will say, "You are the one whom Allah has chosen. You are this, you are that. Can you stand in front of Allah and make shafa'a for all of us so that Judgment Day begins?" And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say, "This is my job. Ana laha, ana laha. This is my task. This is my task." And he will then stand in front of the throne of Allah, as the hadith says, and he will then fall into sajda and stay there for as long as Allah wills. And the Prophet ﷺ said, at that point, Allah will teach me how to praise Him in a manner I don't know right now. He will teach me a new way to praise Him. I don't know how. And then Allah will say to me, "Ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, irfa' ra'sak, sal tu'ta, ishfa' tushaffa'." Raise up your head, Ya Rasulullah. Ask, you shall be given. Intercede, your intercession will be accepted. That is the maqam al-mahmood. The one person who will represent mankind, the delegate, the ambassador, that all of mankind will praise. Maqam al-mahmood, the praiseworthy maqam. This is the maqam al-mahmood. And it is the highest maqam any human is given. And only one person will be given it. And it is our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And look, this maqam was linked to salat al-tahajjud. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَى أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. So brothers and sisters, let us pray tahajjud as much as we can. Whoever cannot pray every night, once a week, once a month, there should be something in our daily routine, weekly routine, monthly routine. And inshallah, these are the last 10 nights. We will begin an extra round of prayer at 2:15 a.m. Qiyamul Layl. We will have them as well. We'll pray 8 raka'ah and then witr as well. The one who wants to join us for Qiyam should pray the witr of Taraweeh. And then when the Imam says salam, should stand up and finish the witr so that it's not witr, it's not odd. So they will then pray 4 raka'at of the witr. Then they will join us for night and then pray the witr with us. In case you prayed witr, then you change your mind and you want to come, let that not be a factor, still come. And you may then either pray 1 raka'ah before joining, Or when we pray witr and qiyam, you will then stand up and finish the witr to be odd. The point is, you don't pray two witrs in one night. Ideally, witr should be the last prayer. But in case you want to pray more, do not let the fact that you prayed witr earlier be a preventing factor to pray more nafil if you change your mind. It happens sometimes you say, I don't want to pray tonight. Then you feel an energy later on. Don't let that excuse say, oh, I prayed witr, I cannot pray. No, still pray. These are the last 10 nights. Tomorrow's khutbah, we'll talk about the blessings of those nights. Inshallah, may Allah make us of those who are able to pray on Laylat al-Qadr. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.